This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
And it's time for our morning devotional, our morning munch. And giving us the morning munch this morning, it is Stephanie Potter from Bethany House. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
Good.
Pretty
good.
Looking forward to a holiday weekend.
Yes.
And fireworks.
Yes. Yes, well.
All right. Well, what have you got to share with us this morning?
Well, I would like to share a prayer this morning. Father, we thank you just for a new day, God. Just a new day equal a new beginning. Father, we pray for all the families at Bethany House that have endured any form of domestic violence. And God, we pray for the people in our community, in our surrounding communities, that they will seek the help that they need to get through any form of violence that they may be suffering. And we pray for the children also that's affected by any form of domestic violence. And we just pray for our Lucas County area. We just pray for peace in our community, in our surrounding communities. And we just pray God's blood over each and every household represented in this county. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, for those that aren't familiar with Bethany House, tell us about it.
So Bethany House is a long-term domestic violence shelter. Families can stay there from a year to 2 years, depending on their situation. A lot of folks ask, oh, can I bring my children? And yes, you can bring your children. All individuals, they live in their own separate unit. We supply their day-to-day what they may need, from garbage bags to toilet paper to body wash. So we do a lot just to bring back normalcy and help to them who may have experienced financial abuse. They had no control over their living situation. Bethany House is supported through the Sisters of St. Francis. They are amazing individuals who give us 100% support. And so we are thankful for all of those things that we have received from the community.
If there is someone out there that needs your help, how does it, they go about getting your help?
They can reach us through Bethany House. Toledo.org. I believe that's the best way they can reach out. Online is really, it's very easy to guide any information you need, even if you need to do a referral to receive services from us, or if you just had questions about Bethany House and our process.
So all kinds of resources available at what's your website?
It's BethanyHouseToledo.org.
And is there a way the community can help you guys out?
Yes, you can also, the community can also go online at BethanyHouseToledo.org. And we have a wish list there that you can review that wish list if you want to donate. All that information is on there. And we appreciate all support. We appreciate it dearly.
All right. And that is BethanyHouseToledo.org?
Yes, it is.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share?
No, just continue to be a blessing to Bethany House. We are a blessing to so many families. And we just give of ourselves. So we appreciate the support. If you're a supporter, that's the one listening now, and we appreciate your continued support.
Yeah, because the people that you help kind of have to keep in the background because they have gone through some traumatic situations and they need to be safe.
Yes, they are. So we pride ourselves on keeping each individual safe. We are a safe house. We don't give out our location. We're private about that. So if you go to our website, it won't give you an address. It'll give you a phone number, but it won't give you any directions of how to get there.
Okay. Well, thank you for the work that you do, because it's much needed, unfortunately.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the website again, BethanyHouseToledo.org.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.